Welcome back, Seeker Keeper Girl. It's time for SKG Challenge number 3. Have you ever had a mean girl say something just horrible to you? I sure have. And I'm about to tell you what they said. Today, we're going to tackle the terrifying topic of what to do when mean girls mess with you. True confession, my last name was Barker before I got married. As you can imagine, there were plenty of mean girls that took advantage of that. "Hey, Dana the dog, Barker," they would call out, often barking at me as I walked by. I can still remember a lot of the really mean things they said to me. I bet you can think of one or two mean things that have been said to you. I'm afraid that we really do live in a world where mean girl stuff and mean guy stuff happens every day. I have to tell you, Secret Keeper Girl, that if you don't intentionally avoid the mean girl mentality, I'm afraid that when you grow up, you might easily become a mean girl. Just go shopping and you'll see some pretty mean stuff from women who should have long ago outgrown it. One mean girl was shopping in a furniture store when she tripped over an unruly toddler, breaking her ankle. She threw a woman-sized mean girl fit and sued the store, winning $780,000. Never mind the fact that the little boy she happened to trip over was her own son. Crazy enough for you? Even people who say they are Christians can sometimes do mean things. A minister and his wife were shopping once when a blind man and his brand new seeing eye dog were walking towards them. The wife said, and I quote, "I wanted to see if the dog would go around me." So she didn't move. The blind man stepped on her big toe and broke it. The woman sued the Southeastern Guide Dogs Association for not properly training the dog. I'm not kidding you, this really happened. The court threw the case out, saying it wasn't much of a case at all. But the case remains that you and I live in a mean girl's world that's boiling mad. Thankfully, Secret Keeper Girl, you and I aren't without a plan of action. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, "Love is patient." Do you know what that means? Well, let's go back to the original language of the New Testament Bible. It was originally written in Greek. If we read it in its original form, it probably would have said something like this: "Love is slow to boil." Now picture that. You're that woman who gets stepped on by the blind man. First, you focus on all your rights and how much your big toe hurts. Suddenly, you feel a little bit like everything inside of you is starting to boil. If you keep fuming, you'll find that before long, you're screaming like a steaming kettle of boiling water. The Bible says that true love isn't like that. True love is slow to boil. Take, for example, the story of a boy named Joshua. This really happened. Joshua had one of his best days ever when he got a brand new bike for Christmas. He loved it so much that he rode it every single day, until one day when he actually saw an older man steal his bike. Oh, he hollered at the top of his lungs. He cried for that man to stop. He screamed at him, but the man just turned and looked at him as he stuffed Joshua's bike into his truck, jumped into the driver's seat, and drove off. Joshua was heartbroken. His beloved bike was gone. The next day, he insisted on sending a message to that thief. With his mom's help, he wrote these words on a poster board and put it at the end of his driveway: "To the person who stole my bike, you really hurt my feelings when you took it. But I'm a Christian, and because Jesus forgave me, I forgive you." Now, that's what it's like to be slow to boil. Joshua forgave his enemy, and he demonstrated Christ's love by being patient. Guess what? When Joshua's father left for work the next day, the sign was face down in the yard. And at the end of the driveway, the bike was back. My Secret Keeper Girl, you can choose to react like the rest of this world with mean words and by defending your rights, or you can react to mean girls like Jesus suggests by being patient. A Secret Keeper Girl knows that true love is patient. Today, your SKG challenge, if you choose to accept it, is to survive this mean girl world. Your destination, the mall. Your task, to survive a shopping challenge that might make your blood boil. You must purchase 3 different items from 3 different stores within 30 minutes or less and on a limited budget. What will you purchase? I'm glad you asked. That's what makes this SKG challenge the Uber challenge. Your mom has further top secret instructions. But remember, your big mission is this: respond with impeccable patience. So, Secret Keeper Girl, take your code words with you. True love is patient. Remember to stop back in to hear shopping tips from someone you might know named Barlow Girl.